This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
And began to complain about the condition of our home and about why things weren't in order and why were these things left all over the floor and why was the kitchen counter all dirty and why this and why that. Well, my mom, and she's here today, she gave me permission to tell this, I could count, and my sister's here with her husband and my sister-in-law, they can attest to this, that I could count on one hand the times I saw my mom get really, really angry. Well, this was one of those times. And she lost it, and it scared me because she just started railing. You want a clean house? Well, then you get that vacuum cleaner out when you get home from work, and you vacuum that counter, and you go in, you do the counter, and when you come home, you go in, and if there's laundry, you do it. And I was just taken aback. So I started to cry, and then she began to cry, and then we went out into the Florida room and sat down and had this great conversation. Ended up apologizing to her, and it shifted my perspective. So anger, when used wisely, can be very appropriate, and it's very, very human. Crystal Lee Sutton was a factory worker in North Carolina in the late 60s and early 70s. And she worked in a textile mill, and the conditions there were deplorable. And she fought, and she fought because her own health started to be affected. And she fought for unionization of that shop. And regardless of how you feel about unions, she really stood up for her co-workers. And her anger is depicted in the movie that some of you might remember, Norma Rae. And Sally Field played and won a Best Actress Award for this part. So could we see that clip, Sherry? I think she's just been fired for her work.
Thank you.
That plant was finally unionized, and she would go on to be a voice for many before Congress and for the rights of people everywhere. We're inspired when we see people standing up for what is right, sometimes in anger, but usually healthy anger is not opposing something that's wrong so much as it is standing up for what is right. Standing up for what is right in this world, like my mom and like Norma Rae, like an abused spouse who finally has the courage to go to a shelter, like an oppressed people who finally have the courage to stand up and oppose their very government, like we've witnessed in the last few years in the Arab and Northern Africa spring. Who would ever have thought Gaddafi would have been overthrown? And that's because the people stood up and said, enough, enough. There's another phenomenal movement going on right now, and it's mainly by people in their 20s and 30s. Some of you might have seen it on Facebook. It's called Kony 2012. How many of you have seen that? Kony 2012, K-O-N-Y. And it's a movement that's kind of the culmination of 9 years of work by a young filmmaker by the name of Jason Russell and a group called Invisible Children. And they are trying to expose this man by the name of Joseph Kony for his outrageous, tyrannical abuse of children in Uganda, making little boys soldiers and little girls sex slaves. And they are doing the work on the ground, and they are changing things. And to watch this video is to be inspired. And they are doing it in and of the people. YouTube clip, Kony 2012. There was another young radical by the name of Jesus of Nazareth who did the same thing in our story today. He had come into Jerusalem, just like many, many people from all over, to come for Passover. And in their cult Jewish worship services, they had to offer animals as burnt offerings, and they also had to pay a temple tax. And in order to pay that tax, you had to use the money that was acceptable in Jerusalem. So they would have to exchange their money, and as any of you know who travel and have to exchange money, there's always a fee for that money exchange. And these traders were really extortioners. They were really taking way more than they should have taken, but the people had no choice. And they also had to pay for these animals for burnt offerings. Now, usually when you hear commentary, and in my research, the commentary was mainly about Jesus being angry for the dishonesty and not trading in the temple, but it goes further than that. It goes much further than that. Jesus was standing up, speaking truth to power about the very structure of that worship, not to be having burnt offerings and trading in the temple. And then he went on to say that here he was, very God incarnate. And when he was talking about the temple being destroyed and raised up on the third day, he was in secret talking about himself as the temple and all of us as the living temple of God within ourselves. He spoke truth to power and made a difference in that place, and made a difference in the lives of all of us. He made a whip out of ropes, and he began herding the cattle out and herding the traders out of there. And this was on one of their biggest feast days. He was a radical. And I might remind everyone that he was not a Christian. The Christian religion wouldn't start for several centuries later. He wasn't a Christian. He had a great following. But he was Jewish. He was standing up to his very own religion. Can you imagine? Had the courage. He spoke truth to power, challenging a system so embedded in its own rules and practices that it was no longer open to hearing God's revelation. Maybe we kind of need to be hearing that same thing constantly, so that we too can remain open to God's revelation, yes, in and through organized religion, as well as our personal lives. For at least a decade, and some of you probably hear this all the time, some of you may say it all the time, we keep hearing people say they're spiritual, but not religious, right? It's a pretty common thing for people to say now. And it's understandable, because if I may be so bold as to say, and I'm kind of a fan of organized religion, I think that people are tired when they say that. They're tired of the hypocrisy they see. They're tired of people who profess to be so perfect, maybe even saying, like that first video we saw, people who are not maybe relevant to their own lives. People see people dying and being killed in the name of religion. Joseph Kony's group is called the Lord's Resistance Army. And he convinces people to follow him, abducting these children, by saying he's the Lord's Resistance Army. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's just nuts. It's no wonder why people are saying that. True religion, however, is spiritual. Is spiritual. It's religio, as I've said before, to retie us back to the truth of who we are as children of God. True religion is spiritual, and it goes outside these walls. So Jesus comes today in this gospel, turning over the tables, hopefully within us too, reminding us of what needs to be turned over within our institutional structures, what we need to keep that are sound and good, and what we need to not keep, and continually hearing that refreshing voice of God in our midst and holding one another up for that spiritual house cleaning, if you will, and calling one another and being willing to open and be open to constructive criticism and change for the better. What limits our thinking and prevents us from really believing that we can make a difference in this world as a body of people dedicated to love and compassion and freedom and justice and peace? What limits us from doing that, from following, living our lives in the name and through the power of the Holy Spirit? Sometimes we see what tables need to be overturned, like we did with Norma Rae. And sometimes someone else needs to show us what tables have to be turned over within our own hearts, like my mother did for me that day. And hopefully people will continue to do for me and for you in our lives. May we be so bold to risk being vulnerable, to hear the truth and to follow it in our daily lives. Amen.